ABC News.
Mike Kermode with the top stories. US President Donald Trump has praised those involved in the US raid that deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, while it remains unclear what the White House plans are for a transition of power in the country. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has called for elections, but Washington says there's no way a vote could be held in Venezuela in the next month and has ruled out handing power to the opposition. Mr. Maduro and his wife Celia Flores have pleaded not guilty to drugs and weapons charges, while portions of the international community have expressed concern over the legality of their capture. Ukraine and its major European allies have signed documents pledging European troops to be sent to Ukraine in the event of a peace deal with Russia. It follows talks in Paris of the Coalition of the Willing, who've agreed that Ukraine should have a frontline force of 800,000 soldiers. The US says it supports the security guarantees, although didn't say whether it'd help respond directly in the event of a future Russian attack. And an extreme heatwave will affect every Australian state and territory bar Queensland over the coming days. At its peak, daytime maximums will hit the mid-40s across multiple days in a broad stretch from northern WA to the southeast of the country, with fire danger expected to reach extreme levels in South Australia, Victoria and inland New South Wales. Meanwhile, the Weather Bureau's forecasting already saturated regions in Queensland's north will cop further rain this week as several tropical lows develop. ABC News.